We have been discussing this week the halacha of nefilas apayim, that the part of tachdin in which one falls over, their head falls into their arm, and they do this out of a sense of either embarrassment or connection or the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. That is nefilas apayim. And there is a very interesting halacha. The halacha is that nefilas apayim can only be done in the presence of a sefer Torah. This is based, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, from a pasuk in Yehoshua. Yehoshua vayikra, Yehoshua simlosa vayipol al panav arza, that Yehoshua falls on his face. And it was lifnei Aron Hashem. It was in front of the Aron. So the Mishnah Berurah therefore says, one would only be able to do nefilas apayim when they are in the presence of a sefer Torah. Now, while the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in like this, and the Ramah does, maybe leading to a machlokas Ashkenazim and Sfardim regarding this halacha, this is how we pass in for Ashkenazim, that if I am in a shul, or I'm in the place, presence of a Sefer Torah, I do nefilas apayim, I perform this aspect of tachdun. And if I am not, I say the words, I say, of course, tachdun, I just don't do nefilas apayim. And there is a very interesting and beautiful ramification and application of this halacha. And that is the wonderful, beautiful, magical city of Yerushalayim. Because the city of Yerushalayim is always considered lifnei Aron Hashem. It's made a comment by the Rokeach and the other Rishonim that the city of Yerushalayim has this presence and has this kedusha to it no matter where I am. So therefore, Paskins, Rav Yechiel Michotok Kaczynski, and as well Rav Moshe finds in the Igros Moshe, wherever I am in Yerushalayim, I am able to do nefilas apayim. While Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach disagree whether it's the old city of Yerushalayim or the entire city of Yerushalayim, this notion that Yerushalayim is always lefnei Hashem is an important message as we head into the 3 weeks. This Motzei Shabbos Sunday, we begin the 3 weeks Shavasir B'Tamas, culminating in Tisha B'Av, in where we'll discuss Eicha Yashva Vadad, the city of Yerushalayim, how it was destroyed, Yerushalayim b'Churbana, and how that great city was left barren, was left desolate. But so beautiful is this city, Yerushalayim. And this halacha of Tachdon only magnifies this notion of what Yerushalayim stands for. That wherever I am in Yerushalayim, I could be on the streets for a minion, I could be in someone's apartment, I could be anywhere. I am always lifnei Hashem. I am always standing in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, and because of what that means, halacha lemaisa, I can always do nefilas apayim because it's always considered an aron lifnei Hashem.